Ah, we're here. We're here. We're here. We're here. And I promise you guys, the intros are coming back. They do have so much fun doing those. Like I said, there's gonna be some changes to the show. I know I'm starting this off a little bit different. Just diving right into some shit, huh? But yeah, so when those changes come, after those changes are done and all that, maybe sooner. I'm not gonna announce the changes yet. Once it's all set in stone and kind of like ready, then you'll know. Then you'll know. But we're here again. And you know, this month is all about love because it's February. And I mean, we have a beautiful couple.
Yeah, sure.
A beautiful couple, you know, from this film that we reviewed tonight. A very loving, you could say toxic. You could say toxic at times, but they love each other.
Yeah.
Passionate. What else would you say? They show love in very different ways.
Yeah.
And with that said, we are reviewing Bride of Chucky, which is, that cover is dope as hell right there. I can't front. That's a dope cover. But The Bride of Chucky is what we're reviewing tonight. Bride of Chucky, not The Bride, but Bride of Chucky. Released in 1998. And,
yeah.
You know, Black Coffee. Go check out that song. The legend Heavy D, link is down below. Check it out every episode. Yeah, hey, listen. Black Coffee Brewing, I should say. Mm-hmm. I should say. But James, how's it going, man? How you doing?
Doing good, man. Well, found out that somehow I broke my foot. Didn't realize it. But I could walk on everything. It's no surgery. It's not a major one, but yeah, that's a surprise today. But other than that, the day was okay. How about you?
I'm good, man. I definitely didn't do that. Just freaking, I was off today, and I was talking to you earlier. I had to get new routers because one of them was out of date for years, and I knew that. And the other one just was just like, you know what? I just don't feel like working anymore. So I had to take care of that. Other than that, good day, though. And I feel accomplished getting that shit, though, in a weird way. It's one of them things where it was like I knew I needed it, though, especially the one for a while. And I'm like, just upgraded the internet a couple months ago. And I know for a fact this router is super, super out of date. So I'm not getting the full speed as far as what's coming through this. But it's like it's still working. So, and now it's not. Now through the garbage. But yeah, enough about that shit. I know what you guys are here for. You're here for the Bride of Chucky. Bride of Chucky.
The Bride of Chucky. And the fourth movie
of
the franchise.
Yeah.
This is where they drop the name Child's Play.
Because
this is where the movies go off the rail.
I mean, you could technically say that starts with the first one. It is a killer doll after all.
It was more trying to scare you horror type horror thriller. Then it started getting to like this one, like, okay, now you got another doll and they're fighting back and forth saying fucked up shit. The kills are funny. It gets a little ridiculous. Then the next one.
Wait.
It's even worse. You're like, well, fuck.
We didn't get so, today.
You know how the franchise is. You know how the franchise is.
Oh, yeah. It's a little crazy. I mean, most franchises do that in the horror realm. Like, after a while, they get a little silly or whatever the case may be, no matter how we feel about them. But, yeah, this one definitely does. But, I mean, you got that. You got the series now, which I got to catch up on. I don't remember. I don't even remember if I watched season two or not. That's what we were debating earlier. If we watched season two or not.
I like the series. The series make me feel like I'm watching the original Child Play more. Like it's more old school.
Yeah. I agree. What's good, Paul?
Not much. I didn't like the Chucky series.
You don't?
No, I do.
I had to catch up. I had to catch up. I'm behind.
Shit's been hilarious. I've definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah, but I got to catch up too.
I think Sam and I are a little behind just because we like stacking him up. So we kind of like a full season. So that way, like, we know we're going to bench Chucky. So I think we're behind about a season just because.
That's what I got to do too. I still got to watch season two. And I think, Nick? Is three done? Four's coming out, or is three coming out?
I think three just finished.
Yeah.
Three's just finished. Oh, so, okay, I got two seasons to catch up on.
Same here.
Yeah. There have been so many good shows lately, too. It's so hard to kind of keep up sometimes when you're like, wait, I got this, and you're like, shit.
Exactly, because that same time, I was watching two other shows. I was watching From, and I was watching All of Us.
There you go.
Yeah. So I lost track of Chucky. So yeah. I was all like, fuck.
That's a horror show, too, catch up.
Yeah, that's off the video game.
Okay.
Right? That's what it's called, All of Us? Or am I saying it wrong?
Last of Us.
Thank you. Last
James, you're so fucking. You're so.
I can't help it, man. I'm old. I don't know titles.
That's exactly something my mother or father. Like, what's that game you want, James? All of Us? Like, no, my. It's the last.
I'm old. What do you want? You see the gray. I'm sorry.
That's such a good show.
I don't know what you youngins are into these days.
Neither do I. I'd be the worst undercover cop.
No, that show, I love that show. That show was good. But I lost track of Chucky. And I haven't seen this movie in ages. Long time.
Yeah, I had to rewatch it because I think the last time I saw it was 2009 or 10.
Jesus, I think mine was even farther back than that.
I got you.
Mine. Because
I still rented that movie. So I remember renting it on DVD at the local mom and pop shop right next to my house.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So it's been a minute.
Actually, I think that's how I watched it. I think I got it from Blockbuster when it was around, right? Was Blockbuster around there still early 2000s? Or late 90s?
Definitely late 90s. Yeah, early 2000s. I don't remember. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I got it from Blockbuster because I was excited. I was like, oh, the new Chucky movie.
Yeah.
I was probably with my brother Henry. He may have rented it for a birthday party or some shit, I'm assuming. But I think I watched it with him and maybe a bunch of other people of color.
Go. I wish I had the memory. I can remember all that. This shit.
You caught that, didn't you?
I sure did. People of
color. I like to throw things in there like that, like kind of quiet, just see who hears and picks up. Like, what the fuck? Especially the listeners. Like, listeners, if you guys pick up on that shit, please just, you know what? Fuck it. Sturdy said, and then say what I said in quotes. Sturdy said in quotes.
There you go. See, I'll be doing that.
Anything racist, so you don't got to worry. So if I heard Sturdy said, you know, the N word with the ER at the end, Sturdy didn't say that. That's gonna be some lies.
So, yeah, sometimes I go off the rail. Don't quote me. Don't quote my stuff.
I'm talking about when I get kind of quiet like that, like when I said that. You know, Paul heard.
Yep, I did because I'd be doing that in real life all the time. The dinner table is the best. Like anytime I go out to eat with like a group of people. When I realize people aren't listening, I'll just say the crazy shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'll just be like, yeah, I had relations with your dog last night and your mom was watching. Then she joined. Then I came on her face instead of on the dog. It was a mess, man. Then someone's like, wait, what? And I'm like, no, nothing, man. It's all good.
Are the potatoes.
Right. But it's really bad because there's always one person that catches me and they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, stop talking. We're in public.
This guy, man. He's on his stuff again.
No, I'm like, fuck these NPCs. I don't give a shit who hears me.
Ride and Chucky, though, guys. Again, like I was telling James earlier, I forgot how fucking funny this movie was. Or, wow. Oh, yeah, I forgot how funny this movie was. I said that right. Wow. I'm a little high.
And he's like, wait a minute, was it funny? He had to think again.
Like, I said it right out loud, but what I heard was, I can't believe how movie this funny was. That's what I heard. I wasn't listening to myself even. Okay. I tuned myself out. I was like, I'm about to say some bullshit. I don't even want to hear it.
But I don't smoke what you smoke. God bless, man.
Yeah, because I was laughing a lot during this fucking movie. A laugh. Yes, the kills were funny. Fucking Tiffany sleeping next to the dude when he's all in the handcuffs. He just takes the pillow off his face and cuddles up with it like it's just nothing. Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I think I really enjoyed this movie more as an adult than I did as a kid because I didn't quite catch. I got the jokes when I was younger, but I think I really understood the jokes now to where I really was able to appreciate it. And like you said, I didn't realize how funny it was because they were just jokes, you know, that I'd repeat to friends, not really understanding what the joke really is. And then now it was like, oh, holy shit, that's funny. Like, I get that. Especially being married.
I like the arg in the trailer.
Yeah.
Where he says, he's like, he cook over this hot movie, he can't even do one dish. And she just throws a plate at his head.
As married.
He's like, what the fuck?
Yup.
As married. Yeah.
Just, the other two are just like easing in on him. Like, you want to let him say that? That part was funny. I like that part.
That shit was, that was good. That was good. The back and forth of those two was good. The killing was just hilarious.
Yes.
Hilarious. Speaking of which, what were your guys' favorite kills before we even dive into the ratings? What was everybody's favorite kill? And if you're in here in the chat, tell us your favorite kill. As cheesy as it was, I'm going to tell you mine. The champagne bottle thrown up at the mirror in the ceiling.
Yeah, that was a nice one.
It was fun.
I've always had a fear of mirrors on the ceiling, I think, because of that scene, low-key.
Yeah, I think so, too, because I always thought that. I was like, now, can you – I'm picturing it has to, like, be the worst-case scenario of you actually dying. I can see you getting cut up bad.
Right.
What's the – unless it's a biggie, what's the chances of something – you like, you're getting stabbed up to die?
But
like
my whole thing is, why would you stay there that whole fucking time? Like –
let's talk just about stare at it, instead of trying to get the hell off, getting hit like a couple times. Yeah.
Fucking
way. She's staring at the ceiling, looking in the mirror, seeing the doll looking up, holding the bottle, and she's just, bitch, scream. And not scream like, well, I mean, scream like that too, but push him up, something, say something.
Yeah.
And just nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, she failed that test.
cheesy as it was, and I'm sure it's very unrealistic, but I don't give a shit. It's horror. It's supposed to be unrealistic.
It's
all good.
True.
I'm not gonna lie. It's a weak kill. Not really. I just like how it looked. I liked it towards the beginning with the fucking the cop car explosion.
Okay. Ah, that was
I just love when cars fucking explode like that.
It wasn't a muscle car, so I wasn't bad. I wasn't upset about it. But
when the cop, he was like, oh, he's just like, shit. Like, fucking, the car just goes up. I think that's pretty cool. I like that one.
Yep.
But yeah, the ceiling one was really good. The nail gun one was... it was okay, but it wasn't.
I mean,
like,
technically, he wasn't dead, though, until later on.
Yeah, he wasn't dead up there. They had to stab the shit out of him.
God damn, they did.
What else?
What was the. Chucky killing the one dude that was cuffed up to the bed. It wasn't one of the greatest
kills. Oh, he just sat on his. He suffocated and he sat on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Which instead of talking to Tiffany, while the dude was just struggling with a douse in it. The douse weighs 2 pounds, man. You could just lift your head up, motherfucker, with a tip forward.
I don't know. I've met some dudes that like, probably couldn't do that.
they're acting like Chucky weighs like 200 pounds.
Right. There's some dudes that I know that can't lift 2 pounds. Real talk. I'm just saying. We're not going to name any names. But
I was just sitting there like, I can't breathe.
Hey man, it's possessed doll.
Like I said, Chucky man. Like Chucky, if he had a knife, you're afraid you're gonna get stabbed. But that motherfucker get close, I would just punt his ass across the street. I'm kicking that motherfucker. I'm gonna grab him, rip every limb off, his head and everything, just throw each body part a different way and go fuck you. Just keep kicking his head down the street like a fucking soccer ball.
That's how you do it.
Get the fuck out of here. Fucking down.
Take his body apart and drop it off.
I just start talking like Tiffany just to fuck with him so he'd leave me alone. like Tiffany had, like took over my body type shit. Now Chucky, like he'd be like, God damn it, this bitch.
she did have a whip for a little while.
Yeah.
Yes, the fuck she did. Yes, the fuck she did. Which was such a hilarious.
That was the funniest part.
It was hot. It was hot. Brings back a lot of masturbatory.
That motherfucker said, he said I am anatomically correct. The good guy Dallas had a penis?
Nah.
He's like, let's see if it works.
Yeah, I feel that. Same here, man. That one spoke to me. That one line. It's function only. There's a reason why I don't have a kid.
Oh man.
Where do you guys rank this on like your list of the Chucky films?
Oh man, I don't even fucking know. That's hard. Okay, so the original's number one, of course.
Yes. Absolutely.
OG.
I thought Son of Chucky is number two for me, so I'd probably put this at number three.
You like the
The Seed of, is it the Son of Chucky or the Seed itself?
Seed.
See, so you actually like that one was too weird for me. That's when it started getting like bizarre. Like the fucking movie started getting ridiculous.
I don't remember that one. I'm gonna have to eventually watch that one again.
Most people didn't like it. They were like, "What the fuck is it?" I don't know. I liked it
because it got too weird, and even the jokes were weird.
Yeah,
like Chucky saying shit to his son, how he was talking to him and shit.
Yes,
you're like, "What the fuck? What the hell's going on?"
I think I just liked it so much because that was literally my dad and I in high school. Not like Chuck. Like my dad's not killing people. Sorry, let me rephrase that. My dad and I were just complete opposites like that. So like our conversations in high school were dog shit because I was completely different. I was completely different. So just like his son, well, dad, you know, I don't want to kill anyone or hurt anyone. Like 100%. That'd be like, take a your tablet. My dad was a murderer. Like, dad. Maybe he was. I don't know.
Dad, that's what the movie is. Yeah.
Come on, poison the family business.
And adopt you to be a bitch.
He's like, I don't want to hurt no one, dad.
Right.
He's like, fuck you. You're going to fucking kill him because I said you're going to fucking kill him.
Yep. Oh, that first one, though. Have you seen the dub over? Sorry to talk about the first one, but where she's holding Chucky, she's like, say something before she throws him in the fire.
Yeah.
And it's dubbed in Spanish.
Oh, no. Oh.
I need to send you the dubbed in Spanish. It's just hilarious because everything in Spanish just sounds hilarious. So that whole scene where he's like, oh, puta madre, he just gets all mad as shit. Man. Okay, I'm gonna find it after this out. And send it to y'all.
All right, sounds good. Sounds good. Oh man, watching this should be hilarious. Whew. Let's dive into ratings. Start off with this guy right here.
I'm gonna go with the 7. Oh, you can't see all seven. Yes,
nice.
Sir.
Nice. I'm going to go with a 6.
Six?
It was enjoyable. Yeah.
I'm going to say a 5. I had fun with it, but I think around a 5-ish.
Nice. Five,
6. Yeah. Yep. No, I enjoyed it more than I thought I was going to. It was more enjoyable. It was like, it was started getting like, when they started getting off the rails, a little silly, but not like crazy yet. So it was still fun. It was fun. I like how Chucky looks. I like the stitch. The fucking that motherfucker went to war look. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like how he looks.
You like that better than the clean look? Excuse me, better than the clean look?
You know, honestly, I think so. Honestly, I do. I think if I had to choose to doubt, unless it's the original in the box where it could work money, different story. But if someone came up with 2 dowels, like, hey, you want the good guy or you want the Chucky that's like that with the scars and everything? I'm like, yo, you're giving me that, motherfucker. I'm taking that one.
I'll ask Team Snobs. Paul.
Fuck you. Are you talking about me or Chucky? Because the answer is no to both.
The taller one.
Good luck finding me, Ice. I have a fake address on my shit.
He has no shot.
Oh shit.
I don't have a passport.
Had to.
Wish I did.
Oh my god, that was fucking funny. But
actors in this movie too. I forgot what his face was in it. The uncle. Isn't that fucking Three's Company dude, Ritter?
Yeah.
Or am I wrong? No, that's him, right?
Yes. No, that's Ritter.
Before he died, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I forgot he was in. Oh, then you had Catherine Hegel, or whatever how you say her name. I don't know if that was her first movie or not, before she went to that doctor show.
Yeah. Boo.
Yeah.
And of course, Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah.
It was after he died. I knew it was the ghost playing him. All right, I got it. Thanks, Mick. I didn't mean it like that, Mick.
Oh, what's Mick saying? Can't even see it.
No, after he died. You can't see it?
Oh, there it is.
What?
Oh.
No, because I asked about...
Oh.
Now I can. I always put mine full screen, so I ignore all the comments. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
No, when I said that, I meant to say unless it was a different guy, because that looks like him. Because sometimes I do that. I'm like, oh, that looks like fucking Ritter.
Just chubbier.
And they're like, that's not Ritter. What the fuck are you talking about? That's this guy. You're like, oh, my bad. I didn't know. That's why I was questioning it. I was like, I don't know. I think that's him, though.
No, it's him. Sir John Ritter. Which was also, he also played in a few episodes of Scrubs.
Yes, he did.
I used to watch him on Three's Company.
Same.
I used to watch him all the time.
Eight Simple Rules too. That was
Yeah, that's
the show he passed away on, right? That was like his last.
Yeah. Yep. Katie Kuko.
That show was good.
That show was good. That was funny.
I've never watched that show.
I liked that show. That show was funny. I liked it.
Yep.
I'm writing it down.
Eight Simple Rules to Date My Daughter or something, right?
Yeah, that there was, because I remember. He had
two daughters. One was nerdy, but then the one is Katie Kuko, who's also in Big Bang Theory afterwards. Okay. But this is like her first show. And she was like the, you got to watch out daughter. Like,
gotcha.
Like she's the one that gets into trouble. The bad girl. Yeah. So
yeah,
it was pretty funny. It was a good show. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Hey, Scene Snob, you going to come join us to talk about The Bride?
Yeah. What'd you think of The Bride, Mick? If that is your real name.
Favorite movie.
So we're talking about passports and shit. Dick. I wish my shit wasn't expired. I look like, let me not say that because this is recorded live. Never mind. Because I don't want
to. Yeah, and your back, between that and your background, yeah, you better just.
Yeah, let me just. Sorry.
How do you like that Tilly plays herself and makes herself seem like she's a serial killer?
Oh, on the show? I love it.
And everything.
I think it's funny. I think it fits just right and it plays well with the actual storyline.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it too.
Oh, I like it. I love it. And her character, she actually plays like this crazy character so well.
Yes.
She plays it so freaking well. She has the voice.
She just wants that way in real life. She has to be.
She just wants to be loved.
And she also wants
to murder. She wants a bad guy. She wants a bad boy.
Well, yeah. No, worse than a bad boy. She wants a murderer.
She wants someone that kills for her.
Yeah, literally.
Just like my wife.
Yeah, you know. Like when they say ride or die, they mean it, but they mean you guys die.
Yeah, not all
you.
Right.
We're going to ride and make people die.
Mm-hmm. Like that's
oh my God.
I'll ride, but when we get close, I'm going to jump off this bitch.
I thought I was going to be able to beat the shit out of someone last night. I got super excited. So, I heard some noises downstairs, right? And I'm fucked up in the head, you guys. So I grabbed a 2x4 and I like rushed down the steps because I'm like, I'm about to have some fucking fun with whoever just broke into this bitch. Run down, slip down half the steps, fucking cartoon style, right on my ass. Do. Get down here. The fucking, my roommate's cat had knocked over a bunch of shit. Of course. I was mad as shit. I was ready to beat someone's ass for no reason. None.
Jim Duggan.
Yeah. Oh!
When you go down the stairs like that, you fall down the stairs, you get up, you find out it's Mike Tyson standing downstairs.
I'm going to fuck him up.
Hey, yeah, you're gonna hit him with that board, man.
I'm crazy, man. I know I can take a hit. I've taken many hits.
What if he's just
trying to someone break in the house? That's when you gotta have that mentality. You don't want that hesitation sitting there like, should I go? You go first, you go for it. Because you gotta
if I saw Mike Tyson there,
get down to that first level before he makes it to the second level.
No, you don't see nuts.
You don't want to have them take out your family. So you got to get to that first level before you make it up to the second level.
You know how funny that had to look, though, Paul? Yeah. Oh, I'm going to fuck someone up.
Yeah. Because I came down and catch her sitting in the middle of shit. Just, I was like, you piece of shit. Because, like, she knocked over stuff in a way where it sounded like someone was, like, rummaging through shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, fuck.
I think the only thing that would have made that shit funny is if you slipped out a banana peel somehow.
The cat did that on purpose. Like, I'm going to fuck with Paul.
Yep. I get too excited when people break in. Because the last time I thought someone broke in, my roommate had given his girlfriend the key. Because they had been dating for a while. I didn't know that she was coming over to the house. No one told me this. I'm asleep. I hear someone tiptoeing around. Because you know I work third shift. So she was trying not to wake me up. But I hear someone tiptoeing in the house. So I grab the knife and jump down the first flight of stairs just straight onto her. And then I realize it's her. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I almost killed you.
Jesus.
She was like, I'm sorry. I was trying to be quiet. I was like, don't be quiet.
This is what happens when you're raised in a circus, man.
Right. I'm ready. That's the problem. I'm just fucked up. I'm looking for an excuse. That's the issue.
That's good.
This guy over here is hopping around. Shit.
I learned it. Don't ever
throw Paul a surprise party. He's going to end terribly.
Start throwing shit out everywhere.
Be on the news. 10 people died. Surprise party.
What happened? They said surprise, and I just had a bunch of knives. I mean, just started throwing them.
You guys are going to look at my Facebook. It's not going to be Paul Dunn anymore. It's just going to say Roberto. And you're going to be like, God damn it. He went back to Honduras.
Yo, you know what's gonna happen? Somehow you're gonna turn around and just run up that road behind you. What the fuck?
But you know, but you know what happens if you have to run? You know what you're gonna need your passport.
Hey, see, I'm gonna tell you something because I've always had this backup plan. Right, if I fuck up bad enough in America,
the problem is that.
I have my birth name from Honduras. And so, like, their system in Honduras is dog shit. So that name still exists. So technically, I could tell them I'm illegally here, give them that name. They're like, oh, yeah, we need to deport him. That's a free trip to Honduras. Perfect.
Perfect plan.
I don't speak Spanish, so I'm fucked once up there. But
hey, you'll learn.
I guess.
Just watch Chucky.
Yes.
Watch the Brian Chucky. You'll pick it up. Watch it over there, though. That's the only Spanish you'll know. The Brian Chucky. Just recite that movie the whole time. Try to get around everywhere for the rest of your life because you refuse to do anything. You refuse to learn any other Spanish but that.
I'm like the grand storyteller. I just have one story I just say on repeat. Just every day at noon. I start it by 2:30. We're done.
Why does he tell the same story? That's all he knows. George G3, how's it going? How do you feel about the Bride of Chucky?
Bride of Chucky.
Yep, we went there. He went there more so, but we ended up going there.
This is fun to watch. What the fuck is that to me, Mick?
Yeah, I think it's all of us. All of us.
Shit, man. I'm a child of adoption. What do you want? Here we are.
I need you to give him a nice big hug, Mick. He misses you.
True.
That's what it is.
Oh, Fear Fest is coming up. God bless. Yes, sir.
I can't wait. Carolina freaking Fear Fest is going to be a blast, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you guys pull up to it and have a good time. And come check out the scene stops. I'll be there signing autographs in the corner.
Yeah,
Paul.
Yep. What are you going to say? Go ahead. What's going on, Sturdy?
That's it. I just said sign autographs in the corner with Paul. By the corner, I mean the corner of Mixed Table.
You like seeing stops? Come here.
Yep. Like, turn the camera over to us. Why are they whispering right there, right in front of us, right in front of the mic? I could sign that for you.
Yes. Oh, come with me to my recording studio.
I can't freaking wait. Yep. Where is it at? Oh, it's right there, right around the table. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, it's going to be so fucking fun, man. Make sure you guys tune in to Carolina Fear. Come to Carolina Fear Fest. I'll be doing some lives from there. I'll be doing some lives from my phone and shit.
Are you getting a table here? Or are you just going to chill? Are you getting a table or you're chilling?
No, I'm going to hang out with the scene snobs. I'm going to chill. No, I'm not getting a table.
Yeah, we got David Arquette coming and Tom Arnold, y'all. It's going to be lit.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be some fun. It's going to be fun times. It's going to be fun times. Petey Pablo might come in there and twist his head around, twist his shirt, you know, the shirt thing. You know the song, people. You know the song. Raise up. Fuck, man. I don't really have much to say about this movie. Like, it's not as good as the first two, especially the first one. But this, like James was saying, I feel like this is the one that really does take the... Well, besides part three, because that's the army one. But this one really takes that turn.
I don't remember if it got, like, silly in the army one. I can't remember.
It was just a fill-in.
I think what, I think once they dropped Child's Play, it started when they started getting
silly. Really silly.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
They started calling everything Chucky. Chucky.
Yeah.
I was just saying that army one always kind of felt more like a fill-in as far as the Chucky franchise goes for me.
That's fair. I can agree with that.
Because that's Andy in the army, right?
Yeah. Then Chucky shows up, and then he's like, oh, Chucky's, you know, real, and yada, yada.
Some army school thing. He's in, like, one of them school type of things.
Oh, yeah.
Military school, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, because what I remember from that is when they switch the guns. When Chucky switches the bullets and the paintball guns from paintball.
Yeah. From
paintball bullets, somehow.
Because that works.
Yeah, I know. That don't work out.
However the guns were, he just switches from whatever it was.
Guns, there's no pins. It's maybe all air compressed.
Rounds to live rounds or something. I don't fucking know. But gun people know that. I guess it can't work. I don't know.
Whatever.
I'm a 2x4 guy.
So, and then you go from that. Then you go to this, which...
Mm-hmm. I'm more of the run down the stairs naked type of guy. I hope I freak them out and they run out of the house.
That's fair.
Yeah. Well, now what if they get naked and chase you back up the stairs?
Well, it's going to be a fun night.
Yeah, exactly. Turn on some music. Get this party going.
Paul, you had clothes on. Maybe you would have had better grip if you ran down the stairs naked with a 2x4.
I just shouldn't have been running. Like, that was a problem. Like, I darted because, like I said, I was excited.
That's true. Oh my god! Yeah, it's probably good he wasn't naked. Be running naked and hard, right? Fall down the stairs. Like, what the fuck?
Damn! Then I'd catch an assault charge.
He has two pieces of wood in his hand.
Yeah.
I catch an assault charge.
Dude just sitting there crying when the cops show up. I thought he was gonna rape me. Like,
no. He broke in my house. Ugh. Well, why are you naked? Don't worry. Why'd he break in my house?
I sleep naked.
Same.
I was just upstairs eating peanut butter.
I don't sleepwalk. I sleep fuck. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Oh my god!
He's in the wrong place at the right time.
It's the wrong place at the wrong time. That's some crazy shit. That's some crazy shit. You know what, people? We're going to wrap this one up. I don't really have much more to say about this Child's Play movie. I know they don't. You guys have an amazing night. Check out the scene snobs. Check out Popcorn and Pints. Check out Smarknado. My guys, they just had their 200th episode, so go check them out. Congratulations to them. Super, super proud of those guys. They're really stepping their fucking game up. They're doing a lot of dope shit. They're sponsoring matches now, like at indie events and all this. They've been doing it, but they're sponsoring the matches and all this other dope stuff. They're doing a lot of dope stuff, so go check them out. Go check out the Z Network again. Scene Snobs, Horror with Sir Sturdy, Sturdo Vision. Of course, we're gonna be back this Friday, and have a great night. I'll see you in the nightmares. Deuces.